one little button.
Call the meeting to order. First order of business is pledge to the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Gloria, can I have roll call, please?
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Mr. Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgillette?
Ma'am.
Commissioner Kelly?
Here.
Thank you. Any item number four, amendments to the agenda. Any amendments to the agenda? Amendments?
I just have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Item 3A, the budgets. I'm assuming that capital items are also part of that.
13A?
Would you accept?
3A?
13A.
Oh, okay. 13A.
Just a one. Off by 10.
Yeah, I would. They would all be. Yeah, we'll get to that. We get
yep.
Yeah. Item number five, special recognitions or presentations. Item six, communications, copies of the monthly statistics from the fire departments, fire marshal, police, animal control. You should have all gotten copies of everybody but the building and the dog, correct?
I didn't get the animal one today.
No, that's what I'm saying, except for that.
Yeah, except for that, yes.
Item seven, consider an act on a motion to approve the regular minute meetings of December 27th, 2023.
So moved.
Second entry.
Second.
Motion made and second.
Aye.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Item number eight, remarks from the public. Item agenda. Agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public on the agenda item only, 3-minute limit? Last call. Any remarks from the public? Agenda item only, 3-minute limit. Seeing none, we'll move on. Item number nine, remarks from department heads. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. Just kind of a state of the union where we are after 6 full months of being an independent police department. Some of you may be aware Dan Witz lost his dog. He just went through the Connecticut State Police Patrol Dog School. It was held September through December. We now have K-9 SIG patrolling with Officer Witz. Because K-9 Barrett was killed in the line of duty, he's being added to the Law Enforcement Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. on May 11th, 2024. Again, because he was killed in the line of duty, I applied for and was given a grant through the Stanton Foundation for $15,000 to replace the dog. We're in the process right now with the assistance of Commissioner Gillette of doing a new process. We're gonna get another patrol dog, which will be paid for in full by the Stanton Foundation. With the addition of this second canine, we'll have our two busy shifts covered by patrol canines, and we'll still have our narcotic detection canine gauge for any drug work. For accreditation, 2019, they enacted the governor enacted police accountability legislation. Part of that came with some drastic reforms to policing, one of them being that all agencies in the state need to be accredited. And basically, accreditation is best practice for police agencies. Very, very labor intensive. Lindsay Michaels, one of the police officers, has become our accreditation manager. It's done a remarkable job, and in 5 months' time, which even the Police Officer Standards and Training Council can't believe, we are tentatively Tier 1 accredited, which is huge. Accreditation is standards cover roles and responsibilities, relationships with other agencies, organizations, management, administration, law enforcement operations, operational support, financial issues. Basically, again, it's best practices, and it kind of puts us on the same rules and regulations as most of the other departments throughout the state. Animal control, as you're aware, Chris Swanson resigned, taking new employment. She left on Thursday, January 11th. Congratulations to her on her new job. She did a great job with us while she was here. In her absence, we've made arrangements at the police department to cover her. There's no interruption of services to the town of Mottville or the town of Salem. Selective enforcement, responding to numerous calls for speed enforcement throughout the town. We've made a concerted effort to address these concerns through a very aggressive speed enforcement initiative. In 1 3-day period, Mottville officers stopped 88 vehicles for traffic-related offenses. Vast majority of individuals stopped were released with no more than a warning. I truly believe in educating the public. Subsequent offenses will most surely be met with other more aggressive enforcement action. We had a little article on Channel 3 because our social media posts garnered some attention. One of the reporters came down and rode with us, and I think it was a nice feel-good story and kind of got Mottville out there. Just to set the record straight, some of the comments, because we do monitor Facebook, people were saying, you know, give everybody a ticket because it'll bolster the, you know, the Mottville General Fund. That money goes to the state, clearly. There are very, very few offenses where the money would actually come to Mottville. But Everbridge, we're scheduling classes in the next few weeks to get our dispatch trained on the Everbridge system. Paul Barnes, the Emergency Management Coordinator, will remain the point of contact for Everbridge. But again, we're looking for timely notifications for important information that may need to be disseminated, and a 24-hour-a-day dispatch is clearly the most logical choice to get that information out. So when the training is offered, I'm going to notify our fire chiefs, department heads, anybody that thinks that they may want to attend. Last, in an effort to be more transparent, let the public know what we're doing. As a police department, we are reinstituting the monthly calls for service on the Town of Mottville webpage. When Mayor Bunnell took over after assuming office, he requested that we bring this back. As of February 2024 and each month thereafter, the public will be able to see all of our calls for service for the previous month. Certain privileged information will be redacted prior to being placed on the website, but at least the public will know what we're doing every day. So, any questions?
Yes, sir. I have two. As a recipient of a person who received a warning from one of your officers, I appreciate the warning.
Fantastic. Education.
Second, what is the currently are we doing for the dog? How are we handling that for the kennel?
As far as
complaints day to day, who's handling it right now?
So right now, I have one of the police officers assigned there full time temporarily. They're handling all the calls for service. Our part time ACOs are still filling in on their normal schedule every other Friday and every weekend. And the after-hours calls, and there has been absolutely no interruption in service. It's been going for 2 weeks now. I had to send a letter to the commanding officer of Troop K, because having a uniformed police officer going into another jurisdiction, they're acting only as an animal control officer. Their authority is only as an animal control officer, unless they see a felony, like it is for any police officer across the state. So we've had no, like I said, no interruption. Actually, Lieutenant Radford has been working diligently to, I don't want to say right some wrongs, because I don't want to say that there were any wrongs, but there were things that needed tightening up on. And now that it's under the police department control, we're certainly tightening up on policies, procedures. We've written a policy on this now. So it should run a little bit smoother.
Thank you, Chief. Anything for the Chief?
Yeah, also a couple questions, but I didn't get stopped. But was there any area of town that was getting more attention or got more warnings or citations than another?
I would say that there was an area of town that received more warnings than any other. Obviously, your main roads, 163, you know, 32, Old Colchester Road got some attention. But we're trying to hit the side streets as well. We're trying to hit the places where, you know, people don't expect to see a police officer. And again, the vast majority of people, you know, we get complaints, and people are like, you can sit in our driveway, you know, people are going by, you know, at rocket speeds, and then, you know, we end up stopping them, you know, as we're are doing our traffic enforcement. So, you know, I think the word is certainly getting out there, and hopefully people are slowing down and, you know, kind of that broken window approach. If we were stopping cars for motor vehicle violations, maybe people are going to be a little less apt to do, you know, more egregious things if they see the police there all the time. You know, seems to be working.
Good. The other question is, and this may be more for the mayor, animal control facility. Do you know where we stand with that?
I will defer to the mayor, but I will tell you that he and I have been working daily on bringing that to a resolution.
I can tell you more in my remarks from the mayor's section.
Okay. I have a question. More of a statement. So our last meeting, I had been asked for the year-to-date of the animals that were impounded, and I didn't realize, when I did it from the last one, the last month, which was only 56. So going through everything that the town is going through, trying to get a better facility, it didn't really seem like that 56 number would be justifiable, obviously, to house or to make it like a bigger place. But when I looked at it again, I had gone through all of my emails from her. So the year to date, as Commissioner Gary put out, was that it ended in June. So back before then, the actual year to date was like 156 animals, as opposed to the smaller number that I gave in December, because it's still going through until next June. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I did it from January to December. I didn't do it from June around.
Yeah, we get between and 8 to 10 animals that we're housing a month. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, many of those animals become long-term. Again, the last thing we want to do is euthanize animals. Mm-hmm. They work very diligently to get these animals adopted. You know, what we're finding now is people are actually turning their animals over because they can't care for them. That's something that we're dealing with now. But they're, again, as things progress and we streamline them, I'm hopeful that, you know, we're going to get a little bit more exposure to keep these animals a shorter amount of time and get them into good homes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're quite busy.
Yeah. Another comment that I had was you were talking about the speeding and naming different roads. I'm off of Old Colchester Road towards the lake, and there's not a stop sign from like the old, it's EB now, I think, at the intersection of the Old Colchester extension. There's not one stop sign until you get to the high school. Mm-hmm. So it's a main path, clearly, through Montville, because it's just straight through. But I've lived there for, oh my gosh, almost 20 years on that road. And even when my kids were in school and everything, it was just always a nightmare for speeders coming around the corner by Oxo Cross.
Yeah, we had a very serious accident there a month ago.
We've had a lot of, that was right on my road.
Yep.
So part of the speeding issue, is it something that has to be brought up to the council, not public safety, but the town council, for a possible, even a stop sign for people to come out of Crossroad, because you have to inch?
If you talk to any of the DOT engineers, they're going to tell you that the you know, stop signs are not going to stop your speeding problem. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that may be something that an engineer can look at.
Yeah.
But clearly the best way to stop aggressive driving is for enforcement.
Right. And I've talked to police officers before, but they said because of where it is and around the corner, they can't catch them per se.
Yes.
Because their radar doesn't, it goes a certain amount, but it doesn't go around a corner and through trees, which, you know, I get it all. I just didn't know if there was another
And again, that's something that we can, as a police department, can look at. But if it comes to that, that would be an engineer that would say, okay, you know, this is the best place for a stop sign.
I'm pretty sure about 6 years ago, they did a line of sight, and it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Any
other questions for the chief?
All right. Thank you
very much, chief. Are there any other remarks by department heads? Any other marks by department heads? Fire Marshal Barnes?
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. Activity report for the month of December 2023. 25 inspections of businesses and apartments. We had 2 fire investigations, 5 incident responses, 3 burn permits were issued, 2 construction project inspections, and 2 sprinkler inspections. For the year 2023, the town of Montville ended with 3,065 total fire and EMS calls, 23 fire investigations, 72 burn permits were issued, and a total of 656 business and apartment inspections.
Paul, can you give that that number again, 3,000 what?
3,065.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Got a little dyslexic there.
That's okay.
No, that's you said that.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Any other remarks from department heads? Committee and liaison reports. Reports from the fire department liaison, Christian Perkins.
Yes, we had our volunteer firefighter relief program tonight. Here's the following. Montville had 7 stipends. Mohegan had 7 stipends. Chesterfield had 2 stipends and 2 tax abatements. And Oakdale had 6 stipends and 9 tax abatements. Everybody handed in their incident report for December except Mohegan, but he's just having problems with the report, so he's working on it, and he'll make sure that we have the report for next meeting. They also, the fire departments all handed in their budgets, their CIP. Fire marshal handed in his budget, his CIP, and that's all I have.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Reports from the Animal Control, Commissioner Callahan?
Nope.
A report report from the Police Department liaison, Commissioner Gillette?
Just their stats. For the month was 1,150 total calls for service. Citations issued, infractions were 38. Juvenile summons, 2. Misdemeanor total was 7. Written warnings, 250. Total citations were 297.
Thank you very much. Report from the Building Department liaison, Christian Stewart.
Nothing.
Thank you. Remarks from fire chiefs. Any fire chiefs on here? Remarks from fire chiefs? Seeing none here, we'll move on. Unfinished business, to consider an act on a motion to approve the policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends in effectiveness. I have not heard anything back other than I know that they are still working on it.
Who's working on it?
Chief Messer, the company that they're hiring, and Chief Turner, and the company that they're working with to do their programming. I don't know the name of that company. But I do know it's costing them some money. So I would just recommend that we move this on to next month.
Sure.
13A, to consider an act on a motion to approve the firefighter... fiscal year, I'm sorry, 24-25 public safety budgets. Me personally, I would like to see us hold off until we can do a couple of hearings so that we can have some people that may need to be here that aren't here to answer the questions that we have. It seems that we've gotten them earlier than we have in the past, so I think we can do it fairly quick and do it in a smaller period, and we can schedule them. If you can make them, you can make it, and we can try to get through it. I'll let you guys know if you want to do that. I would like to have the finance director here when we do that, because I do have some questions that, looking over these reports that I don't see the figure in there that I'm looking for, and I'm going to call her on the phone, and I'll tell her what I'm looking for so that she can have it available for us when she comes to the meeting. I don't think that it's right that we, have to year after year look at these budgets and not what I consider. For the most part, they are true, and I'm talking about with the salary line item, how much does it cost for insurance, medical insurance, retirement, all those things. Let us see all that. And, I think we have a right to know what it's actually costing. And she should make those numbers available to us.
Will her coming to a meeting be at a special meeting, or will she be at our February meeting?
You can tell me which way you'd like to do. I'd prefer to do a special meeting.
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand your special meetings, but a special meeting for just the fire marshal's budget, a special meeting for just the
no,
fire?
We, I'd like to be able to try and get them all done.
In one night?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to wait till next month to do it during a regular meeting.
I was just asking.
I don't care either way, but I would want to make sure that we have her here.
No, I think
it's a good idea.
What's the time frame? Like, would it be better for her to gather whatever she needs to gather for the end of February? Or give her too much time?
I always thought that position, she should be able to just punch a couple of buttons on the computer and those numbers should pop up, I would think. I don't know.
Right. So that was my question of we don't know. So should we give her time instead of saying, all right, in 2 weeks instead of the end of the month?
So I think the only thing I need you guys to tell me is, would you want to wait and do it at the next meeting, regular scheduled meeting, or do you want to have a special meeting? Either way, I'll do whatever you would like.
I'd make a motion and we do it at a special meeting, but I'd also ask that you make the phone call and validate that with us.
I'll send it to you.
If she's available and willing to do it, I think that's the best path.
I kind of feel like it should be our regular meeting. My thought is because then we would have everybody else here that normally would come here anyway. So she would be the only other one added to it.
Well, some of the people may not have to even come. Some of these budgets are...
I think they should all come.
Well,
that they should know.
It's not that they don't know. You look at the fire department budget, they didn't take a raise. So why do you need the fire department here? They need to bring them here for no...
Maybe somebody wants to... I'm just saying...
No, but I'm just saying they didn't ask for any money. Any raise. They're not getting any extra money.
Yes, they did.
No. Well, I get this. The one that's been approved by the town to get their 3% or whatever.
But that's still a raise. Yeah.
But it's still, the fire department budgets are really not the budgets that it takes to operate the departments. It's a number that has come up with from the town that says this is what you're going to get. So live with it.
Me personally, I think the fire department should come in here and spill their guts on what they spend to operate those fire departments. Because
that's how it was requested in the past.
But when the town council has already approved that they get a 2%, I don't know what that number, 2% or automatic 2 or automatic 3% raise every single year. And if you look at their budgets, they all put the same number in.
Right. I didn't see that was written down in stone.
The council did it.
They actually said,
yes,
we're going forward, we're going to give the fire department, then why is it coming through to us?
Because it has to. But it just gets moved.
If they already said it, then what the heck?
We can put any number that we want on it, but when it goes to the council, they can say, sorry, we already authorized a 3% raise.
I don't know why I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I know the town council does what the town council has to do, but
they can do whatever they want. We just recommend.
All right, so.
Well, if you want an opinion from me, I think that we should do it on our regular meeting and just let everybody know that this will be happening in that regular meeting.
So make a motion.
That's mine.
I'll second it.
To go to the regular meeting?
Have a special meeting. That
all right, so a motion's been made and seconded that we have a special meeting to hear budgets. And I'll let you know by email tonight. It'll be posted.
Discussion because I'm not going
to. Yeah, we're in discussion. I think it's a good idea, but I think we ought to have the people. If you can coordinate a meeting to get all of the appropriate people here, great. But
there's a special meeting. It's just for us to get an understanding of the budget, and then we can bring in the actual.
To get 3% no matter what.
No, that's just on the fire department.
I don't mean it like that. I really did not know that they're automatically getting 3%. I understand it costs a lot because I asked this question, and I understand it costs a lot to run a fire department. And I know this is probably just a third. But if we're already told that they're getting... So we're going to go through the motions. So they're putting in whatever they put in for them. You can question it all you want. For what purpose? Town Council's giving them their 3%.
It's the same purpose, I guess you could look at it. So if the fire department said, I want a 10% raise, the town council is going to come back and say, well, sorry, it was authorized back in 2022 that you guys only get a 3% raise, and until they change that, and that's the way that's the way they're going to keep doing it.
And the fire department's apparently know that, and they're just putting in the 3% because that's what the town council's giving.
And, so, and to be honest with you, the 3% is more than what most of them even asked for.
I'm not knocking if they deserve it or not, but I think we're with that special meeting. I would like Tracy. I would like to see them come here and.
Okay. Well, so the motion is the special meeting. They'll come here. We have it right here, and I'll set it up to get everybody here in the same day, and then we can have the finance director here and everybody that needs to be here to answer our questions.
But is that meeting going to be the same time we go over the fire marshal's budget?
Yeah, we'll do everybody.
Flush them all.
And the police and everybody?
Everybody. Do them all one night.
Flush them all.
Get it all out of the way.
Understand.
Okay. Any other discussion? So the motion is and seconded to hold a special meeting at a date to be determined within the next 2 weeks or so. And I will notify each of you by email, and I'll file it with the town clerk of the special meeting notice. Any other discussion? All those in favor, roll call vote, Gloria, please.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Favor.
Commissioner Bauer?
Favor.
Commissioner Murphy?
Favor.
Commissioner Talon?
Favor.
Commissioner Stewart?
No.
Okay. 14, remarks from the public. Non-agenda items only for a 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Non-agenda items, 3-minute limit.
Good evening. Timothy Condon, 51 Galblaine, Waterford. President of the union. I just want to comment on the discussion that you just had about the fire companies and the amount of money that they get. My personal opinion is I think that, you know, I know that you are a recommendation body, but the fire companies enjoy a revenue stream that, like as you just said, you know, this is represents about one third. If that revenue stream were to suffer for whatever reason, the town doesn't know how much it actually costs to run your fire service. So as a hedge, and regardless of whatever council would do, you know, putting the town on notice that, you know, you are getting a substantial savings from the fire companies by doing this type of thing. In other towns, I can tell you, in the town that I was a chief in and Mr. Baker was a chief in, we owned our buildings, but the town did all of our capital improvement projects. To my knowledge, the town hasn't done any capital improvement projects for the fire companies. And as we move forward, the ambulances that these companies purchase on their own, free and clear of the town, they've doubled in price, and there's no ceiling to that. So, you know, there may come a time, and I'm not saying any time in the near future, but there may come a time where they're going to start hitting a wall where they can't afford to keep up the same level of service because the money that you don't see isn't coming in anymore. So it would just be helpful, not to say it's going to change anything, but, you know, being in government, every year you ask for something and you're putting the town on notice that this is what it costs, and you know, God forbid something should happen and, you know, that revenue system stumbles a little bit. You have a clear idea of, well, this is why it's happening, and it lubricates a process for the funding to remain the same so that we're enjoying the same level of service. So, you know, even though it doesn't, you know, the council may not change its mind, it's just a good to get it on the record for a future hedge. Because of the cost for these services, honestly, I can tell you, I don't know, you know, $99,000 for a department is extremely cheap, which means these guys are making it up on the back end. And if something should happen to that revenue stream, you're going to be on the hook. So it would be in the best interest of the town to know that. The other thing is with the data, I understand that the fire companies are working on it and that they're incurring a cost. It may be helpful for this committee to try to give them a little bit of guidance on what the town might be looking for, instead of just, you know, if they do incur a cost and they come to you and they show you a report and the report isn't exactly what you were looking for, the information that you were looking for, it might be helpful to get ahead of that and try to give them a little bit of guidance as they're trying to design something that you haven't had a discussion on yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak?
Is there an example of the ask? Because I haven't seen an ask.
State your department. Name, please, your address.
Brian Baker, 560 Chesterfield Road.
I haven't seen an ask from the fire department.
I was a fire chief for 12 years previously, years ago, and I don't know how a fire department can survive on $99,000 a year. I really don't. There is a severe problem out there with supply chain still. It exists. It is a reality. In the fire apparatus industry, we used to get, I sold fire trucks for a while too. I worked for a fire equipment company, local shipments. So I know what's going on with fire equipment. As far as fire apparatus goes, which are capital items, we used to get annual price increases. Now they're quarterly price increases. There is also an issue that's staring us in the face out there in the apparatus industry with the 2026 EPA emission standards that are coming out for diesel engines. Cummins, who was the, or PACCAR, who was the majority manufacturer of these engines today, is not telling the fire apparatus industry when they're going to discontinue the 25 engines. So at some point, when that happens, and I'm going to just give you some model numbers, and you're not going to understand what I'm talking about, but they're changing model numbers of engines, which increases the torque and the horsepower ratings of these engines. What's going to happen is, at some point, you're going to go out to bid for a piece of fire apparatus. Somewhere in that bid, there is going to be a caveat, oh, by the way, if we cannot deliver this truck, and the delivery date now, 2 years for a new fire truck, 2 years. It used to be 240, 270, 210 days. Now it's 2 years. So at some point, Cummins is going to stop producing the previous EPA engines and go to the new engines, which is going to take and change the whole drivetrain of the fire truck. So you're talking engine, transmission, drive shaft, differential. I am hearing that this price increase is going to be between $90,000 and $120,000. So what's going to happen is if you go out to bid for a new piece of apparatus, and in there this caveat's going to exist, and then all of a sudden Cummins says, we're shutting you off, there is no engine available for this truck, price went up $90,000 to $120,000. Which is going to have to be absorbed somewhere within the system, whether it's capital or some other way of doing this. But this is a reality. I have friends that I keep in very close contact with that are in the industry. Also on the fire equipment side, there is a severe supply chain issue with hand equipment such as turnout gear, in some cases, is 6 months out. So for the fire departments or the fire chiefs, to give you an accurate budget of what it's going to cost to run that department for the next year, it's going to be very difficult. Because today they could be paying $3,000 for a set of fire gear. 6 months from now, they could be up to $3,500 for a set of fire gear. So,
thank you, Brian. Your time's up.
I'm sorry.
I get 3 minutes.
But I just wanted to let you know that this is what's going on.
I hear you. I appreciate that.
All right. So,
thank you, Brian. Any other remarks in the public? Non-item agenda, 3 minute limit. Any remarks in public? Any remarks in public? Seeing no more. Remarks from the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my report, I want to report that I'm continuing to look at what our options are for an animal control facility. And so one of the options is looking into regionalization. And while I am actively working on it, I'm not prepared to give any details on that, but regionalization is one of our options. I'm also asking for a needs assessment study being done on our existing facility. Now, everybody says, well, it's too expensive. And I say, well, how much is too expensive? Give me a number. And no one's been able to do that, so I'm asking for to get a number on what it will actually cost to renovate our existing facility and bring it up to code. I've also met with the Lieutenant Governor recently, and tried to ask her what we can do for funding, for her support, for any additional funding, and up to and including the most recent community investment fund access. So there's no moss growing under my feet. I am looking, I am asking, I am trying to find out, and I will have eventually some figures. And in the meantime, we have to wait until March before we hear any more about that community investment fund. And then we have to wait until May for the governor to make a decision. So in the meantime, we'll get these other figures going and see what we what our options are. We're interviewing the firefighter applicants. We interviewed one of the three that were recommended by the Public Safety Committee Commission today. And we have another scheduled from the previous group that's scheduled for tomorrow night. In the building department, we still haven't got any applicants to replace any of our two vacancies there. In the meantime, we're making use of COG and an outside contractor. My congratulations to the men and women of the police department in achieving the Tier 1 accreditation. That's a major accomplishment and something that I never thought we'd see in my time. That's a tremendous accomplishment. As far as stop sign locations go, it's against the state will not allow us, and the state regulates all the stop signs. They will not allow us to install a stop sign for speed. There has to be some other considerations. We've tried to do this before, previous public safety commissions, previous mayor administrations have tried to do it, and it will not be allowed to control speed. I think that the approach that the chief has taken is the answer to our problems. Not answer, but at least is going to cope with it. The visibility is important. When they know we're out there, it'll have an effect. And he's doing a great job, and I can't say enough good things about the effort that being put into controlling speed. During the campaign, the common denominator on all the people, what their remarks were, what their complaints were, was about motor vehicle speeding. And I know it's a problem, but we're going about it the right direction. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any questions for the mayor?
Yes, I do. You mentioned one of the options for the animal control was the regional. It was a few years ago that was the same option, or fixing up the one we have or rebuilding. We had a whole committee on that. We all agreed that we wanted to keep it in-house. Why are we looking out-house again?
Because I want to have facts and figures for what our options are.
But we...
Let's say that the grant that we've applied for doesn't come through. The price tag for a new facility is still... $2.1, $2.5 million. That is not going to be placed on the backs of the citizens of this town. As long as I'm in office, there's not going to be something that they're going to be faced with unless they vote for it. And if that's our only option, then we'll put it out for a referendum. But I'm not going to only put out, ask for a referendum with only one option on the table. I'm going to have all the options. This is what we can choose from, okay? And then we'll ask for a referendum if that's our only option left.
And I know you weren't part of, you were the lieutenant, I believe, when we were doing all this before. So did we just waste our time 5-6 years ago when we had that subcommittee and we did all that when Marcia was here and we did all that?
Well, it's changed, COVID.
Where was the money? Even 4 years ago, where was the money coming from? No one came across with any grants or options for spending. They pull it from our reserve fund. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not accused. You has nothing. I was just questioning. Like we already did this, and it sounds like we're really doing it again. But I just had that question.
We've been kicking this down the road for 6 years. I know.
I think some of the issues, if I may, Karen, but with that is there was never a formal drawing or even formal plan ever put forward. It was always a concept. This is a concept, a concept. There was never anything, there wasn't a blueprint ever made of the new facility. Now, and with a price tag.
You're right. Now there is a blueprint with a price tag,
right,
but we don't know where the money's coming from, so it's not a done deal.
And if you look regional, because you already have Salem, so if you have Montville, Salem, maybe if you stuck on Bosler, is that considered regional for three towns?
It could be. And that, like I say, that's one of the regional options, the option that we're looking at. Regionalizing how?
So when you say regional, you mean they're going to come to us?
That's one of the options.
The last time we were doing it, we were all going to have to go to New London and nobody wanted that.
We're looking at that too.
Bring the regional to us.
I have a quick question too regarding the possible renovation. Would it, if you looked at the building now, because it has zero really what the state requires, would you stay with the same size and renovate, or would it be something that you would look at to add one or two more rooms, but that's, keep it in that area?
That is one of the things I've asked the architect to look at.
Okay. Thank you.
My other question is, since we've had umpteen-million fire interviews, you said you're only interviewing one from this last time and one from previous. You're not just going to, I mean, because we're not hiring anybody, so shouldn't we, the ones we put forth, you would interview?
Well, the last group, we have one today, and we'll have two more. So we've got two more interviews coming.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you said you did.
I wasn't clear. That's all right.
Oh, no, then you're good. I thought you just said one and then one from before. I'm like, hey, what happened?
Well, the one from the previous group was one that was brought up as a add-on.
Okay.
Because the other three withdrew, basically.
From the last time.
From the last time.
Right. So total of four interviews you're going to do for this, for the two positions or something.
Four.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry about that.
Any remarks from town councilor liaison?
Yeah, I just want to say, I know Commissioner Perkins brought it up, and you might feel like your recommendations mean nothing, but there's a lot of new people on council, and we would take everything you guys put forward very seriously. I value you guys and your time you put in. So don't feel like it's just, we're just saying it just to say it, because we will take a look at everything, including stuff that the previous council put through already. So it's not, nothing's forever and everything can change. So, I mean, we do appreciate your recommendations. So thank you.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
Sir.
Commissioner Callahan.
No, I'm good.
Mr. Perkins.
Yes, I do. I just want to make note, because I know this is public. The fire chiefs handed in their budget, and they were all across the board requesting $99,900. That's what they're requesting. I didn't say that they shouldn't get less. I didn't say that they shouldn't get more. If that's what they're requesting, and then I was just found out it's 3% of last budget. Like Tracy or Commissioner Callahan said, they should come here and say, "I want 120," or something, or whatever, or yeah, 120,000. They're requesting 99.9.
It's the same conversation I've had the last 2 years.
Exactly.
About the 3%.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, then we're sitting here to go over a budget. That's what they requested, because you guys. But I'm just knocking. Somebody made a comment. It costs more to run it. Oh, I'm sure it does. I would have came here and said, I want $150,000. You're not going to give it to me. I'm talking to them. I'm sorry. You're not going to give it to me. But you requested, if that's what works and that's what you need to run it. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't have this fundraiser or whatever's going on this year. This year I'm going to need it. Next year I might not need it. But this year I need $150,000. So that's, I just want to be clear. I'm not against them asking for more money. It's, they asked for this, and that was the 3%. I just wanted that on the record.
Thank you. Commissioner Stewart?
Nothing. Nothing today.
Commissioner Bauer?
Nothing.
So what Mr. Baker was saying, Tim Condon was saying, that's why I said I think they should come, the fire departments should come here and spill their guts about what they pay. Our books are open to be looked at because we receive federal funds. We get audited every year. All those auditing figures are there. And I think that the citizens, I think the town of Montville mostly, would be so surprised at the amount of money that it costs to run a volunteer fire department that they'd be begging us to give them more than 3%. And then, and I said this last year, and I'll say it again, I blame the chiefs on this, because the chiefs went along with it and put in a 3% raise. I think they should make their budget exactly what it costs them to operate, and to show us that it costs the Montville Fire Company $700,000-$800,000 a year to operate, and it costs Chesterfield $300,000 and Oakdale $500,000. I think it should show. For that reason, like Tim says, should something happen, they would say, "Oh my God, it really costs that much money." I was talking with the chief from Oakdale on Friday night. They're not even looking to get another ambulance for two more years. And to Brian's point, they're going to put the body order in now for two more years, because that's how long it's going to take. They're estimating right now that the next ambulance that we get at Oakdale, this is their best guesstimate, is $452,000 for an ambulance. $452,000. That doesn't even cost the stretcher, the device that lifts that stretcher up, and the stuff that goes with it. And the fire trucks, who knows? A new ladder truck, if we had to replace our ladder truck, probably looking at $2.5, $3 million. Easy. So, and again, on the ambulance stuff, the town doesn't give any money to the fire departments because they don't own the building. So they're not going to help us with our cost for, you know, maintenance of the building, because the fire department owns it. Now that we don't have paid firefighters at night at Oakdale, we had to go, not had to, we decided to put a fire alarm system in, because we don't have anybody there around the clock now. So we're putting in a new fire alarm system, and it's running us, I could be off, and I'm going to say between $10,000 and $15,000. I know it's up there, to do our whole building and the Outback building. So, and we're not asking the town to pay for it. But I really do think that the town, should come forward. And I've tried until I'm blue in the face to get them to do it. But they feel that this is what they can get by with, because they are using money that they are taking in from billing from the ambulance. And so they're getting this money. They are taxpayers. Like they say, we live here, we're taxpayers. It helps all of us in the end. But I still would rather see the number. Be a nice guy, show us the number, and then still say, okay, but we'll take this. But this is really what it cost me. And then, again, Chief, great job on the accreditation. Dave, also getting things done in that department down there. Really good. I've been in there. You showed me that all the work that she's doing down there. It's impressive. It's impressive. And with that, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Thank you.